Hey, you listen to this podcast. Go to myplayvolution.com, click the Amazon icon, bookmark that page, and use it every time you shop on Amazon. It's a way for you to support the show without costing you anything. And it's a win-win-win. Amazon wins because you buy their stuff, and you win because you get stuff. And we win because we get a few pennies per purchase. Win-win-win. What could be better? Come on, do it. Please?
One, two, three.
Hey. We're starting a revolution, a play revolution, a playvolution. Get it? Come on over and check it out at www.myplayvolution.com. It's an online community for parents and early learning professionals who want to chat and share information and talk and educate themselves and educate others about what's going on in the early learning profession. Let's face it, Facebook and Pinterest and Twitter aren't as warm and cuddly as we might like them to be. This is your community. A place you're going to help create. Come on over. Don't be afraid. Check it out. Jump in. Support the community. Be the community. We need you. Got it? See you there. Welcome to another episode of the Child Care Bar and Grill Podcast. I'm Jeff Johnson, coming to you live from upstairs studio with Lisa Murphy on the telephone. How you doing, Lisa Murphy?
Good. I'm coming to you live from my new patio.
Ah, the patio, being able to sit down. I don't know. Upstairs, I hate moving. I'd like to be able to record outside like we do during the summer, but then I got to move every stuff, and I'm jealous that you're outside and I'm inside at the moment. But you know, what do you do?
Yeah, but are you driving through anytime soon? We can do a
patio cast. It'll be November. It'll be November when we're in the neighborhood again. So.
We'll need mittens.
I have to wear some mittens. Hey,
so the polar cast.
So we were planning on recapping UnCon 2015 in this episode. I got a story for you. Grandbaby's doing a new thing.
What is it?
Well, okay, so she came up to me the other day and she said, "Papa, let's fight." And I'm like, yeah, okay, because, you know, she likes to wrestle around and stuff, and that's good times, except this time it's, and I said, okay, and then she says, first to do my nails. And she hands me one of those little emery board things. And so I don't really know what to do, but I do her nails, and then she says, my toes. And then I got to do the toes. And then she says,
You chose to do the toes.
And now, then she does my nails and my toes. And then we fix each other's hair. And then we pretend to put, I think it's eyeshadow on each other and lipstick. And then after she's using the emery board for all of this stuff. She goes over her lips with the emery board and then does a little with her little thing.
Oh, she did.
Yeah. The little pucker thing. And then I've got to do the pucker thing. And then she stands up and gets in her fighting stance and says, come on. And then we fight, but it's not fighting. It's sort of dance fighting. She's got like these ninja moves, these poses she goes into, and then Tutu's got to turn on music for her. And now it's a thing that happens every night when she goes to bed. And
it's
getting to be like a 15-minute ritual, and her poor mama's rolling her eyes, kind of like, just go to bed. But I don't know how to win. I never win, and it's weird, but I just... I don't know what it is.
I think it's awesome.
I think it's kind of awesome too, but
I can see it in my head. I think she just knows that when a fight would get your attention, and then she gets to do the beauty shop. And then she's like, okay, you play nice, so now I'll give you a couple fights, but we're not really fighting. You can watch me dance, because I really got dressed to go to the club.
Yeah, that's probably what it is. I'm getting manipulated one way or another. Yeah, baby's going clubbing. So that's what's going on here. So Uncon, it's been a couple weeks. I'm still healing. I haven't had a cocktail since Saturday night at the end of Uncon. So
really?
Yeah, my liver is growing back.
Your liver had to grow, it had to regenerate itself.
Yeah, it was banging against my spleen, saying mercy, mercy. And mercy. And so I think it's getting back into shape. But no, more happened at Uncon than just cocktails. I was amazed at the conversations that happened. I'm just giddy with the people that came and the responses we've had and the willingness of everybody that showed up to just make the thing happen. Where are you at with
Well, back up because I'm well, back up only because I'm assuming
not everybody knows what the hell we're talking about.
That not everybody knows what we're talking about. So back up a smidge.
Okay.
So a year ago, Jeff said, "Hey, I kind of got this idea." Actually, I don't remember. Was it all your idea? I think it might have been.
I read a book, and then I said, "Hey, I got this idea," and then you groaned, as you do when I have ideas, because it's kind of like, oh.
Well, because they're daily, Doug. Well, like, let's execute the first one before we start the second one.
Well, yeah, and all you've got is extra time in your life for Jeff's ideas too. So that's a part
right.
of it. And so I threw it out there, and you're kind of like, oh, and then we talked more about it, and as we do, we decided, well. Worst could happen is nobody shows up.
Right.
And we decided to do
So we thought that Uncon, yeah, so Jeff picked the spot, the City Museum, which is an awesome venue. And even if you just know a child, shoot, just go kidnap a child and go to the City Museum. That place is freaking awesome. So the idea of Uncon, and actually the word I'm going to say right now, I think, well, and this is probably part of my unpacking, is that we kind of struggled with how to explain it, you know, because we had never done it before. You know, Jeff had read a book. I had seen some examples of what Uncons looked like, but I had never seen anybody in early ed doing it. I had seen middle schools. I had seen some high school, you know, professional development kind of framed around an Uncon, the idea of flipping professional development on its head, and just like, let's do it. And he's correct. You know, what is the worst possible thing that could happen is that, you know, nobody shows up and, you know, we go play in the City Museum for 4 days. And as it happened, we had quite a few people show up. And I think Jeff said it, or somebody said it, that they were the architects of their own professional development experience. And I think, and I kind of jumped in, I hijacked the mic here for a minute. My biggest unpacking is probably feeling a lot more confident in how to talk it up for next year,
yeah,
which is kind of interesting because, you know, you had 60 people hit register on the internet when we really didn't know how to describe it. So now that we actually kind of feel more confident, I'm wondering what next year, you know, is going to potentially look like. And that's a nod to...
we've got pictures
it's a nod
now, too.
To the, folks being able to articulate what they were getting from it, which then allowed Jeff and I to go back and think about the language that we'll use, you know, to frame it and describe it for the upcoming session.
Yeah, and we paused and we were going to explain what Uncon is, and we didn't really do it. The whole idea of an Uncon is that the people showing up create the agenda. And so instead of an early learning conference where you get a program in the mail and you know which sessions are taking place and who the speakers are going to be, and that was put together by a committee who took in requests for proposals and went through them and filtered them and decided which presentations were going to happen, and then you just show up and you follow the schedule, what happens at an Uncon is attendees determine what the conversations are going to be and where they're going
right.
to be and how they're going to be. And that can be kind of scary if you're used to going someplace where there's a set schedule. And I know one of the issues some of our attendees had was, this is way out of my comfort zone. But
yeah.
They showed up anyway and were a part of it.
But what's that saying? Everything new is half familiar.
Yeah.
So The half familiar part was, I get that concept of professional development, but I don't know what being the boss of it means, right? I don't know what being the architect of my own experience. I don't know really what that means, but I'm going to jump in anyway. And yeah, I mean, I don't want to just keep saying it was awesome, but really, I mean, to paint a visual picture, just to watch people own it. And Jeff, you gotta give yourself a pat on the back, because the setting up of the Facebook page prior, for which is open, by the way, I talked him into keeping it as an open group.
Yeah, if you want to check that out.
I think that facilitated. Yeah, you definitely want. I'm even telling people now in my workshop since then, like, get on the page, like, explore, go back, troll through, read some of the conversations. You know, it might not be as active as it was, but, you know, give it a couple months as we start marketing and advertising for next year. And those conversations are going to start happening again. And I really think that Facebook group is what got a couple like, oh, I'm not really sure. But they saw some of the dialogue going on and some of the topics that people wanted to start talking about with their peers. And I think that's what encouraged many of them to not only hit register to come to the conference, but then to take the time to drive there. We had people drove, people flew, we had people from all over the place, from Canada, the U.S., and you know, to make that time commitment. And again, back to the relationship and the trust, right? There was some element of trusting that this was going to be successful, because if I don't get what I needed out of it on some sense based on the model that these folks were telling me, that would kind of be my own fault.
Yeah, yeah, and I think part of the reason we wanted to try this model out is it's the same model that we advocate using with kids. You create an environment where people can feel safe and secure, an environment where you know, an inviting environment, and then you allow people to come in and you allow them to be the leaders. Like, we allow kids, children to lead their play when they come into the play spaces we set up, and we wanted to do that with adults. And I think for the most part, it was pretty successful for everybody. I saw people that were stepping up and deciding that they wanted to be the creators of conversations. And we talked to a couple people as we were wrapping up saying, hey, I was here for 3 days, didn't say a word, loved it. Because that's the temperament. Yeah. That's where they were. They're not the, hey, I need to be the setter upper of things, but I'm going to go with the flow and participate at my comfort level. And that's where I need to be. So there's that whole spectrum of participation, and I think that was a good thing, a good part of it. I think one of the neat things, one of the things we had to work on, because we're so used to that rigid traditional conference setting, is that people didn't feel comfortable, I think, during the first day of voting with their two feet. If they were in a conversation and it wasn't working for them, I think there was a little bit of reluctance to get up and go do something else. And so at the beginning of the second day, we had a group conversation, and we kind of brought that up, that, you know, you're completely the boss here, and if you're
right,
you're participating in something and it doesn't end up being the thing you want, you can walk away and go make another thing. And I think people kind of needed a little bit of permission to kind of do that, but now we're learning that as we got this one under our belt. So we'll be for 2016, will be, I've actually worked it into the fact page a little bit. So we get a little bit better at that. And it takes a while for people to get comfortable enough to start taking ownership, I think. And so,
that's group dynamics 101. I mean, that's trust, that's relationship, right? You know, I mean, it's anytime you put people in an unfamiliar setting and group, I mean, group dynamics totally starts to play out, right? So Jeff and I had to make that call to start saying some of the stuff that we were thinking in our heads, like verbalizing it, right? Which is something that we tell people working in the classrooms to do, like, talk it through. You know, if you see something going on, name it, call it, let's process it and get on with the day. I need to circle back to something you said, because it's such parallels our work in the classroom. The fact that somebody after 3 days who maybe you didn't see say one thing, it's like, this was my best 3 days ever. That's a nice, healthy reminder that everybody is participating at their own level, right? So sometimes, you know, you might not get in the game face, or you're not getting body language that's telling you one thing or another, but being very mindful of not making those assumptions, both in the classroom and in the UnCon experience, right? Just because somebody was quiet does not mean that they are not enjoying themselves. And I think that's sometimes a trap that teachers fall into, is thinking, oh, now I have to go, you know, like poke this one, or gotta kind of go check in all the time. And, you know, when really they're just fine, it's just that they're not needing to be as maybe, what would the word be? Like, visually, it might look like they're not participating, but they are 100% engaged in the situation.
Well, yeah, yeah.
And I saw quite a bit of that at UNCON.
And in fact,
and then everybody's kind of guard goes down a little bit, and then everybody starts stepping in, and you kind of learn, you know, everybody's, like that crash course in everybody's personality, you kind of got down after the first 40 hours, and then, you know, by day three, you're like, oh, shoot, it's over?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I mean, in the first evening when we were out, it was 12:30 in the morning, and it's pre-con. It was the Wednesday before we actually got started, and people are hanging out already. I was sitting next to two, and I think I mentioned it when we did the live episode. Sitting next to two of our participants who'd met each other 15 minutes earlier and lived like 1,500 miles away from each other, and they're both beer nerds, and they're sniffing at each other's beers and building a relationship there already. I wanted to get back to that how people participate at their own level. We had one group at UNCON who a couple people were kind of concerned because they didn't see them a lot. But to my knowledge, what was going on with this group that was, they're all from the same program, what was going on with them was some team building, because they all worked together and they were away from their families and they were away from their children, and they were being together as a team doing stuff. And that's what they needed from the event, and that's what they got. And I think that was incredibly awesome, because there's no way we could have planned for them to get that, but they knew what they needed, and they did their own thing, and that's kind of cool. So I really think opening up and giving that freedom, giving that trust is a powerful and valuable thing.
Well, and it is, and acknowledging it from the get-go, right? I mean, those of us who have been schooled on that traditional conference professional development model, the way that I attempted to describe what we saw UNCON to be, now I have more language, but this whole last year building up to it, I was telling people, have you ever gone to a conference where the session ends and now you're in a conversation, you're kind of processing what you've heard, and the conversation that you have in the hallway going from session A to session B is like the highlight of your morning. And like heads would nod like, yeah, I know exactly. Uh-huh. I'm like, imagine 3 days of that to quote unquote cut the class. Like you don't need to, like, you're not cheating, right? You're not playing hooky. Like, this is what it's for. If there was something that originally you thought you were going to show up at, and really the conversation over coffee in your hotel lobby is giving you what you need, nobody's sitting around going, oh my God, I can't believe she didn't go to the keynote. You know what I'm saying?
Like,
and that permission, the self granted permission to do honestly what you were needing. And I know it's one of the reasons why we didn't want to start any of the sessions until 10 o'clock, because sometimes, you know, what happens after 5 o'clock, some of those are the best conversations that we've had. So why put the pressure on some kind of, everybody has to be down in the workshop room at 8 a.m, and now people are compromising and undermining the conversation that they might be having at 10 o'clock at night in the name of what? In the name of showing up and being ready for something at 8 a.m. You know, so that we kind of remove that layer of that forced obligatory participation. And I don't know, I thought it was wildly successful, and that's not any ego or, you know, patty selfie on the backy kind of talking. I mean, watching and observing and seeing what's going on, how do you need us to facilitate? What are you needing from us as conversation starters or facilitators? Or, you know, I think they had, I think, permission to realize that they could be the boss of it, and that you and I, once they saw what you and I not being the boss of it meant, you know what I'm saying? Like, you had to see that. Like, Jeff and Lisa are not going to kick off all of the sessions that you guys are going to kind of hive up and do. And my biggest takeaway from the entire process, and I said it on the last day, was that an UNCON at the end of the day might look like a traditional conference in the sense that there's pieces of paper on the wall that people are writing on saying things like 10:30, rough and tumble play, meet in the courtyard. So it might look like that, but it totally 100% came from the participants. And I think that acknowledgement might build in a layer of comfort and willing to take the risk next time, right? So it's not that it's completely wild, random, and loosey-goosey and that nothing really happened, quote-unquote. It was more just that people were the boss of it. We gave you a space. We gave you some folks, you know, to be like points of contact, and then y'all were on your own. And I think they handled it just fine.
Well, it's
I think it can only...
It goes back to working with kids. It's about giving ownership, giving permission, giving trust and freedom, and allowing people to run
and
with
meaning
that.
It.
Yeah, yeah,
right?
And
meaning,
yeah, and
like
meaning
how many
it.
Classes have I seen where they're like, oh yeah, we totally follow the leads of the children, and then you know after 5 minutes they're like, okay, everybody come back to the carpet. You're like, okay, you don't really trust what you think you're trying to do here, and I think that was that. This equilibrium that some folks might have felt initially was like, you know, is this, I mean, what did I sign up for? Is it really going to look like that? Or did they hook us in, but then, you know, Lisa's going to do a keynote and Jeff's going to do a keynote, and before you know it, it's just the same old model. I mean, and it was not. So I think once people realized that they could trust the model that we were trying to put out there, I think that's when they did step up and take the ownership, right? They weren't waiting for that shoe to drop or for some kind of curveball to be thrown. And I think that was when I think the energy kind of shifted and you saw folks really go, okay, I got to be the boss of this. Let's make this happen.
Yeah. And we've already had a couple of attendees that are working on using that kind of model in something they're going to try regionally. And from there up in Edmonton, a couple of, hey, Adrian, hey, Angela,
Hey!
They were looking at using kind of this model with and kind of evolving their pub night they've been having going on there, and they weren't even here. They were watching what was going on online, and I connected them to Bethany and that group, and now I think there's some conversations going on there, and so I think it's just it's a real valuable model. Another I like the phrase you used to kind of describe it. It had that kind of camp feel, like I'm going to camp.
Yes. It was. It really did. By the second day, I'm like, this is like camp. Like, and any of you who ever did a sleepaway camp growing up, I mean, that was the vibe that ended up happening, right? There wasn't that pressure to always be in a group, but you kind of were mindful of, ooh, who's missing? Is everybody okay? You know, and we joked, we're like, yeah, like if you didn't show up to a session, who the hell at anyway, he's going to like text you and be like, y'all okay? like, you don't need to show up, but we're just checking in on you. So it did have that campy vibe and not too kumbaya-y, because that would have made Jeff and I like, oh my God, we might have had another feeling. We had a couple feelings while we were there because it was pretty freaking awesome to see people step up to it. And yeah, so there were things you could do. You could sleep in. We played games, right? Julie, camp director, boom.
We went to sleep during games if we got tired. I was the length of the day. What I mean, the second day I set up a.
But it wasn't that long though. Oh well, that second day because of the games going into all hours, I was pooped. I was pooped.
I set an 8 o'clock breakfast thing, just because I wanted to try out that Rooster's restaurant, and
which was awesome.
But I set it for 8 o'clock because
Bloody Mary's.
I wanted to see if anybody was gonna. I mean, everybody's gonna be up late. Who's gonna show up at 8 o'clock for a thing? And there were 20 plus people showed up for breakfast, and that day didn't get over till after midnight, after starting at 8 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. And the day before had been just as long, if not longer. And so, I think everybody went to sleep exhausted from conversation.
I think I was going to say physically exhausted because of all the walking and everything too, physically, but also mentally, emotionally, spiritually, physically. I mean, you know, I saw some tears in some sessions and, you know, hot spots being touched and lots of laughter and lots of, you know, connecting. I think those, the folks that left, I think I liked the phrase that I use, if I can, you know, pat myself. I like the idea of finding the tribe, right? You know, and they might not be right down the street or down the hall or in the same room as you, But everybody who left UNCON now has dozens of people that they can reach out to. And it's a matter of, I mean, it's instantaneous now with social media. So, you know, when you think like you're the only one who believes in this kind of stuff, I mean, that desert island theory, you know, that's nice, but it can be a little self-serving because there's lots of people out there who are trying to do this kind of work. And maybe they're just not in your school, but do exist. And if it can sound like a cheap, shameless plug, but that's okay. But UNCON is where you're going to find these people. So I can't wait.
Yeah.
I mean, I wasn't sure. None of us were sure. How would we have known? I mean, and it was awesome. And I mean, if I can toot Jeff's horn for a second here, my God, we announced the dates and the location for 2016. What? 36 hours into
and
the first one we ever did.
And 17
and then,
a few hours later.
And, well, that's what I was going to say. And then based on the feedback we got after releasing both dates and times and location, we decided to just go out on a limb and did for 17 as well. So, I mean, so if 2016 sounds a little close for you, you can go get a passport and come to Edmonton. So we're in Clearwater Beach, Florida, in August of 2016, and in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, for August of 2017. So there's no excuse. Dates are set. The locations are set.
And I'll throw the commercial in. Registration is open for both of those. If you go to www.myplayvolution.com, MyPlayVolution.com, and click UNCON, you can bring up information for both of those locations. We're putting facts together as far as the communities go. It'll be Clearwater Beach and then Edmonton, like Lisa said. Registration is open. We've set up payment plans. So for both of them, I think if you get on a like a 10 or 12 month or 20 month plan, you can really break the registration down into little bits that make it affordable. And I know people are already, we've got registrations in for both of those events. And I know others are already starting to make plans and we're just looking forward to it. I was going to say something
brilliant.
So I want
brilliant. I want a shirt that says I drank the Kool-Aid.
I drank the UNCON Kool-Aid.
I drank the UNCON Kool-Aid.
Oh, I knew
I'm already registered for 16 and 17.
Oh, and bless you people that are already registered. I should read, and maybe next time I'll start reading a list of names when we record many episodes. I'll say, and so-and-so registered, and so-and-so
registered. It could be like Romper Room.
Yeah.
Who are we going to see at UNCON? I'm going to see Tasha. I'm going to see Lisa.
I wanted to throw out, before we wrap up, I wanted to throw one new thing that already grew at UNCON. We're going to have a new, we birthed a new baby podcast out of UNCON. I'm going to be recording in the next couple of days. It's called Q&A with T and K. It's our buddy Kristen from UNCON. Kristen was kind of like our Julie from the Love Boat, setting up our games and activities. And Tiffany, who is not a hipster, we talked to both of them in the live UNCON episode. They're going to be doing a podcast together, and basically it's going to be the two of them answering early learning questions from the serious to the silly. So if you are dealing with something like so-and-so's grandma died and how do I deal with that in my classroom, to how do we handle the zombie apocalypse if the kids are in the program and the zombie apocalypse happens, and everything in between are the questions they're going to be answering. And they're goofy and silly and smart and fun, and I'm really looking forward to producing that show with them. So stay tuned, and that should be coming soon. If you're listening for more early learning podcasts, stick in your ear holes.
You said ear hole.
Ear hole. Well, that's what you do. You stick the podcasts in your ear holes.
Is that what you do?
Yeah, that's what you do. Any more UNCON wrap up?
UNCON wrap up, but I will say where I live now, and maybe we need to do a pod about that, but my niece is right next door and my window was open in the kitchen, and she goes, "Bye, Auntie, we're gonna be back later and I'll come see you again." And I said, "Well, I'm recording with Jeff at 3:00. She's like, "Oh, what are you doing? Podcasting?" I said, "Yes." And she goes, "Oh, it's free on iTunes, right?" I said, "Yes." She goes, "Can I listen to it later?" And I'm like, "Yes." So I believe our youngest listener, I don't know, there was a lady at the UNCON, though. Her kids listen, too, sometimes, right? But
the horse.
Child Care Bar and Grill. Listen, it's from a birth to womb to tomb.
Womb to tomb.
Is the appropriate that's listening audience. Okay, I'm good. UNCON rock.
Oh, I didn't. The UNCON right Facebook. If you go on Facebook and search UNCON, it'll come up, and there are a couple of other things.
And I posted all the pictures.
Yeah, and so there's tons of pictures.
All the pictures and are up there. All the notes. Everybody's conversations. Everything's up there.
And so the pictures. That's 10, 20, hundreds of thousands of words in pictures you can look at. If we didn't do a good job of recapping what went on. And again, thanks to everybody that's listening, and thanks to everybody that participated. And we're just we're happy to be able to be putting content out there and doing fun stuff and having people like you participate in it, whether it's a podcast or an UNCON. It's just it makes our work really kind of enjoyable. Thank you for that. We'll be back in a couple days
Thank
with
you.
Another episode. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.